This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Yes, I told you we would keep you updated on the Israel-Hamas stuff. If there were any major developments, we're not going to keep track of it, the whole thing, the whole show. Israel has begun their ground invasion. Thousands of troops are moving in as we speak. It's going to look different by Monday. I'll put it to you that way. Hey, just pray, and it is what it is. We're going to get back to the calls. Dynamite tonight. You've gotten right to the point. Ask Dr. Jesse calls, but I wanted to address something that's been on my mind. Hi, it's a great question. Hi, Jesse. Why is the American history field so overwhelmingly filled with commies? I've been visiting history museums my whole life, and in recent years have had many experiences like your Statue of Liberty tour. Even 10 years ago, this was rare. Why dedicate your life and career to something you hate so dearly? Okay. Well, this is the difference between you and me. Well, not the difference. This is the difference between us and communists, how they think. And I'm glad that you don't have this mentality. I'm glad I don't have this mentality, but we do have to understand the mentality they have, and that we don't understand that mentality has made it harder for us. It's made it harder for us to understand them. It's made it harder for us to combat them. This is what I mean. Let me ask you something. When's the last time you went to a rave? You know what a rave is? I personally have never been, but I know what a rave is. They were all the rage when I was younger, but I've never been where there's a gigantic party, underground party somewhere with tons of drugs. Everyone's on drugs, and it's really, really crappy techno music. The music sucks, and people, because they're all on drugs, they're doing weird things, and there's all kinds of glow sticks. You've pictured a rave, right? So I'm going to go back to my question. When's the last time you went to a rave? Oh, you haven't? You've never gone to a rave? Why not? Well, because you don't like them. You don't like raves. Therefore, you just don't go to raves, right? You with me so far? You've never been to a rave because you don't like them. So you don't want to go. That's how you think. That's how I think. I've never been to a rave. The communist does not think like that. The communist, because he hates himself and because he hates his country, because he's just full of hate. You know what, Chris? You have that Clarence Thomas bit. Michael had a good call. We were talking about how you condition these people to be street communists. And Michael had heard Clarence Thomas before. He used to be a street communist when he was younger. And this is long, but it's freaking Clarence Thomas, the greatest living American. We can all sit back and listen. I want you to listen to Clarence Thomas, and this will bring me back to my point. Listen, well, here he was.
I don't know if he had a well-formed political philosophy before he got to Holy Cross. Maybe he was simply going along. But the years, 1968, 1969, gosh, I was there. And the forces of conformity to a sense of outraged fury, resistance, the throwing off of oppression by any means necessary. It was very seductive. It was very compelling to many, many people, among whom was Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas's activism culminated in his junior year as protests broke out 40 miles away in Harvard Square.
We drank our way to Harvard Square, where our disorderly parade deteriorated into a full-scale riot.
4,000 students against 2,000 police.
The police fired rounds of tear gas into the crowd, but that didn't deter us, and we kept on rioting well into the night. I got back to campus at 4 a.m, horrified by what I'd just done.
All right, that's good enough for our purposes here. You don't think like a communist. You don't think like a conqueror. When you don't like raves, you don't go to raves. But when you are a street communist consumed with rage, consumed with hate for yourself and your country and your parents and everything, if you don't like a rave, that's the first place you go. Because if you don't like something, that something is not to be avoided when you're a communist. That something is the first place on your step to conquering, on your mission to conquer everything. Why did the communists take over American history? They teach our American history classes. They write our American history textbooks. They write just flat out history books you read. They produce history documentaries. They make the museums. They give Statue of Liberty tours. Why would, look back to my Statue of Liberty tour. Why is my Statue of Liberty tour guide in New York City trashing America the whole time? Why? Well, by taking over the tour guide spot of the Statue of Liberty, it puts him in a unique position of power. He has seized a choke point of power that will allow him to hurt the thing he hates the most. Why do you think your public library in your red area, why do you think they have drag queen story hour where a dude shakes his penis in your daughter's face as he reads her books? Why would the local librarian sign up for that? The local librarian only became a local librarian so she would have access to your children. She wanted your children broken and shattered, just like she is, and certainly broken away from you, you evil parent. And because she wanted that, she sought out the position she hated the most so she could conquer it and destroy it. But because you don't think that way, I don't think that way, it can be hard for us to understand why they do. But they do. The communist conquers what he hates. He does not avoid it. The person on the right avoids what he hates. The communist conquers it. The communist doesn't look at the things you love and just roll his eyes and dismiss them like you do the rave. The communist sees land to be conquered. That's why they took over history. And I have argued forever. You know, we can point to all these different humanities classes and things like that. I've argued forever, maybe the most damaging thing we allowed the communists to take over was history. You know how much I love it. We talk about it all the time. I consume it the way you consume it. I read the same stuff you read, watch the same stuff you watch. Go ahead and try to find any kind of a history podcast that is presented in any other way other than America sucks, white people suck, colonizers suck. It's just the basis. I remember the last one I tried. American History Tellers. American History Tellers. You want a great one? Go download one episode is all you'll need. Oh, sure. It's all about American history. All of it from the point of view that this place sucks. They all sound like Jake Tapper because this is exactly the mentality they all have.
I said it before. Only in the United States would an anchor standing in a war zone have to go back to the United States for the breaking news because there's something more violent happening there.
Did you hear what he said in the beginning? All these countries in the world, all this death, tyranny, starvation, misery. You know how many people today died of diarrhea in Africa because they don't have access to clean drinking water because of their corrupt governments? And yet, in the mind of the American communist, America is still the height of all evil. Only in America, of course.
I said it before, only in the United States would an anchor standing in a war zone have to go back to the United States for the breaking news.
That would only happen here. Everything is framed through the lens of this place sucks. Someone better teach this country a lesson. Someone better burn this place down. Everything is framed through that. The communist is a conqueror and has a conqueror's mentality. The right does not. The right has a live and live mentality. Live and let live mentality. And the problem with that is when those two people are living together, the person with the live and let live mentality will be conquered unless he changes it. Because the conqueror is coming. Period. End of story. Speaking of which, they are conquering the financial system quickly. As you know, we have very few ways to combat that. You're not running the Fed. You're not printing the money. You're not passing or not passing these bills through Congress. There's precious little you or I can do about any of this. You had better get some precious metals in your hands before you need them. And I'm not talking about gold bars, coins, silver coins, gold coins, something you can actually use if it all hits the fan. Oxford Gold Group is how you do that. They'll deliver it to your front door. You don't need a bank vault. You don't need to be a millionaire. This is so normal people can take basic steps to protect themselves. All right? They'll also get it in your retirement account so you don't get completely wiped out when that bubble goes pop. Oxford Gold Group is the only place I use. I send my family there, my friends. It's the only place I use. And now they have a website, that a one-stop shop where you take care of everything. JesseKellyGold.com is where you go. All right? JesseKellyGold.com. We're going to motor through some calls. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss a single second of the show, you'll die. So you need to go download a podcast version of it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, all 3 hours are on there. They're all separate, which is super annoying. Not my fault. Either way, they're all on there. Go download a podcast of the show, all right? All right, you've been doing good, getting right to the point. Let's keep it rolling. Mike, Mississippi, go.
The world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I tell you what, the guy in Summit, a brother there who had to wait 25 months to apply for a right that he already had, he needs to be on the phone to Ryder and get himself moved down south. That's all I know. I tell you what, I want to know, and this is for the Maha Jesse, I want to know, why do dudes, and I'm talking about real dudes, I'm not talking about puffs, not the lightweights, why do they still wear earrings? Guys with mud on their boots, they still have earrings in their ear. I mean,
why do dudes wear earrings? I don't, you know, as everyone knows, I'm a doctor who has no degree at all, and actually I only have some community college credits, but as everyone knows, I'm an all-knowing doctor who answers all these questions on Friday. But you have asked me a question I'm not qualified to answer. I don't know why dudes do the earring thing. I know back in the 80s, I've told you this story before. You know, my dad is rough around the edges, maybe to put it mildly, a little direct, a little rough. Look, we're a construction family. And back during the 80s, all the bands, Guns N' Roses and all those guys, they all had earrings in and dangly ones and stuff like that too. And I'd never seen that before, but that was clearly what the rock and roll guys were doing and they were getting all the dimes. So clearly I thought about it. And I remember bringing that up to my dad and I was young. I was, shoot, really young, 7, 8, 9 years old probably. And my dad informed me that he would rip it out of my head if I ever came home with one. I was not allowed to have long hair. I looked like a dirty hippie. I was not allowed to have long fingernails. To this day, I don't have long hair. Well, now I don't have any hair. I've never had long fingernails. I was never allowed to have an earring. In my house, there were certain things that this is what men do and what they don't do. And I'm not saying that was right. That's how I was raised. And now I do the same thing to my boys. And the wife just shakes her head sometimes. I'll tell you one example of it. Dudes, don't sit with your legs crossed like a woman does. Meaning, don't lay one thigh directly over the other thigh. There's no way to do that and look masculine. There's not. So if I catch, and one of my boys used to do it, if I catch him doing it, uncross your legs. You look like a woman. Uncross your legs. Is that right? Probably not. Am I a terrible person? There's no question about it. But that's how it is. I don't know what to tell you. And maybe that's too old school, but don't you think this country could probably use a little bit more of that? Elvis, Ohio. Go, boss.
Hey, thank you for your service, Jesse. I'm a steel worker from the Steel Valley.
My man.
I've worked in the coal mines, and I'm a steel worker now. And we're hurting down here. I mean, we're hurting bad.
Yes, sir.
And because of the politicians, they've destroyed our steel mills. They've destroyed our coal mines. And I was wondering, they're heading us straight into World War III. At least everybody's talking about it. How in the world are we going to defend ourselves?
Well, we're not. I love blue collar dudes, man. And what these people in this country, what they have done to Rust Belt towns, it's disgraceful. And the fact that no one cares, because Rust Belt towns are a bunch of working class white people, and working class white people are now an enemy of the state in this country, so no one talks about it. But what's happened to working class towns around through Pennsylvania and Ohio and these places? It's friggin' horrible, man. And Republicans and Democrats sent their jobs overseas, and now all this climate change crap is finishing off these towns, and there are a bunch of private groups run by these climate commies like Mike Bloomberg who sponsor the destruction of these towns. And to answer his question, how are we going to fight World War III? Oh, we're not. As I've tried to explain over and over again, and again, 877-377-4373. I know everyone, the lines have been stacked. No one's been able to get through. There are finally a couple of them. We've finally done it. 877-377-4373. But when people talk about America, Republicans and Democrats both, when they speak about us and our military capability and all these things, they speak as if it's 1945. As if we have the manufacturing capacity to churn out planes and tanks and ships like we were back then. We were putting out naval ships like we were making bubble gum back then. Who's doing that now? How's that getting done now? They speak about America as if we have the population that can fill up the military ranks of physically capable people. Look, we didn't have everyone in the military at the beginning of World War II. We had a tiny military at the beginning of World War II. It was very small. But you know what we did have? A population full of physically fit men. Not on pills, not arrested, physically fit, many of them familiar with firearms. Today, less than 25% of our young people even qualify for military service. They're too fat, too criminal, or too pilled out, or some version of all three. But politicians beat these war drums as if it's 1945 and we'll saddle up and do it again. Those days are gone. It's time to talk and act as if those days are gone. We must fix ourselves here at home before we can go galloping abroad as we always have. All right? We're not near done. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I actually have an email question that's going to lead me right into this call. Dear Great Shogun, I've been prepping for years. Like you, it makes me happy to have skills, food, ammo on hand. I've also been collecting tools and resources on my farm. My question is, I don't merely want to survive a societal collapse or other disaster. I want to become a warlord. How would the Shogun prepare to thrive and enslave all the normies and mouth breathers? You can say my name. His name is Caleb. And that leads me to the guy, actually, who just hung up the phone. No, that's perfect. He's going to ask, you know, time to get to know the neighbors, right? Should we get to know the neighbors? Listen, I don't want you to be a warlord, but community is the prep work that we neglect. And I'm not pointing fingers at you. I'm pointing fingers at me. Community is the prep work we neglect. It's easy to convince yourself, hey, I need to get some emergency food. Hey, we need more ammo. I need to make sure I have a way to get clean water. I need to make sure I have some sort of value, you know, gold or silver to be able to possibly exchange for goods or services. It's easy to convince yourself to do all of those things. Hey, I'm going to buy this month, and then when I get paid, I'll get some of this. It's easy to convince yourself to do that. Do you know what's more difficult? What's more difficult is getting together with your neighbors. Doesn't have to be some official meetup with camo paint on, I should note. Getting together with your neighbors, maybe it's board game night in the neighborhood. Maybe, hey, look, Halloween's coming. Chris, when's Halloween? Do Jews celebrate Halloween? Do you people celebrate Halloween? Do you celebrate Halloween? Okay, well, I didn't know. I don't know why you have to say it like that. I don't know. How would I know, Chris? I didn't know if Halloween was kosher or not. I was just checking in, trying to be culturally sensitive the way I am anyway. Halloween's coming. Are you going to see your neighbors in the neighborhood? Are you even going to get together? That's a big thing in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, the legions come out and the adults all get together and the kids are out and they block off the streets and it's a big thing. When's the last time you had a conversation with your neighbors about a plan? Now, a plan for what? Jesse, I don't want to sound like a nut job because this is what happens. People immediately kind of turtle up and they think, I don't want to make myself sound like the neighborhood nut job. Well, look, you don't have to come at them with a, hey, there's going to be a zombie apocalypse. I need to know whose backyard we're burying the ammo in. No. Listen, how about talking to the fellas and ladies in the neighborhood and saying, hey, it is getting a little crazy out there right now. Should we come up with maybe a neighborhood organization where we have a way to maybe communicate with each other? A meetup point somewhere. Hey, there's a bunch of vandals or something like that marching through town. If we call or we send out a text message to this group or maybe get on the radios, everyone grab what you can and meet here so that we can protect the neighborhood. You know, these conversations don't have to be, and frankly, shouldn't be over the top stuff that you would understand and I would understand. You can have these conversations so they're more palatable to Norm and Norma, right? No, look, Norm and Norma, they don't want to hear about your plans to take on the division of Chinese as they land on the California shores and begin marching their way towards the east. They're going to think you're a nutball. But even Norm and Norma, they care about their neighborhood. They care about their kids. They care about protecting their immediate area. How about just some basic community preparation? Where do we meet? Who has what? Hey, I have this.
Hey, let's all make sure we all have flashlights and batteries. Let's make sure, basics. Start small. That's right, Chris. Start small, all right? You don't have to lead with, who's got the 556? You don't have to lead with that. Start small, right? Start small. I bet that's what Dome did. Hey, anyway, let's get back to the phone calls here. Garrett, Florida, go.
Hey, Jarhead Jesse, how you doing, buddy?
Go ahead, brother.
1975 was the end of the program when there was all man grunt units. We need to get back to all men. Think about it. No other country in the world has that.
Well, of course we do. Of course you do, and this is something nobody wants to talk about. In fact, I mean, you wonder why I don't fall in love with politicians? Name for me the Republican, House, Senate, running for president. Name for me one Republican who has the guts to step up and say what everyone knows to be true right now, that the experiment of integrating women into frontline combat units and Navy units has been a disaster on virtually every single level, and there has been no benefit from it. Ever since that has happened, our force readiness has gone down and down and down. It's not complicated. 18-year-old women mixed in with a bunch of 18-year-old men on a Navy ship is not going to end in a more smart and ready force. It's going to end in a soap opera-like disaster. And we are a country of 300 million people. And I can't even believe we allow women to do this. I can't believe we encourage women to do this. Why would you even want to be a grunt with all the misery and stuff that comes with it? Of course we should be an all-male unit. Name me one presidential candidate, one congressman, one senator who has the guts to step up and say what I just said. Not one of them do. And you know what you're doing right now? In your head, you've convinced yourself already that the politician you're in love with has said those things or will say those things. And you only believe that because you're in love. You can't go find it. You can't go find the quote. You can't go find the video because it doesn't exist. Yeah, Trump's going to do it. No, he's not. He's never even mentioned it. DeSantis will handle it right away. No, he's not. He's never even mentioned it. Oh, but my senator, whoever, he'll do it. He's never even mentioned it. All of them too scared to say a basic truth everyone knows is true. It's 100% a fact. Here we go. I'm excited about this. Ken in Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Hey, Jesse, this is Ken from Pennsylvania. I wanted to see if I moved the needle with you on Bigfoot when I called you a month ago, man.
Ken, I need to recap this for everybody. Ken called a month ago. I think it was about a month ago since the last time we took calls. And Ken was emphatic that he had seen Bigfoot in Pennsylvania. I pushed back. I pushed back on it. Since my pushback on it, I will tell you, there have been a lot of Pennsylvania people who have emailed in and said, man, I know this area, and I'm telling you, I've either seen it or my brother's seen it. My Army unit was training in this area. What, Chris? What? Chris said, how come we've never seen a dead one then? Chris, I'm not here taking the Bigfoot position. I can't say what Ken saw. I can't say what his buddies saw. I'm not the end-all be-all. So as far as moving the needle, Ken, no, but I don't think you're a nut job at all. Not at all. Dan, Florida, go.
You talking to me?
Yes, Dan. Are there other Dans in Florida?
Oh, I didn't hear the name. Sorry, my man.
Go, brother, go.
First of all, so this whole gun thing and this whole Maine thing, I got a couple questions, all right? Every time something of this magnitude happens for two reasons. Either one, hey, look over there because we got a big story. Or two, hey, we're coming at your guns. All right. Now, I listened to a few underground news places, and I just heard something. You might be able to, you know, say it's true or not. 450 new laws or something was passed in Maine. Okay, it might have something to do with the gun control. But I also heard that there was a red sedan, okay, involved, and this.
Have you donated to Preborn yet? Did you know that your $28 to Preborn, you know where it goes? It goes right to an ultrasound for a young woman who is looking for an abortion. Did you know that? She is seeking out an abortion. Preborn sets up their pro-life clinics in these high abortion areas. And in these high abortion areas, these young women are scared, confused. They've been lied to. They're being intimidated oftentimes by their boyfriend, parents. Nobody's there for them but you and Preborn. Preborn giving these women love, care, a free ultrasound, introducing that mother to her baby. She'll choose life when she gets the ultrasound. That's what your $28 to Preborn buys. It buys life. There's enough ugliness and death out there right now. Let's make sure we are putting our money where our morals are. $28 to Preborn. Go save a life tonight. Go to preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We will be back. One more segment. Let's do it right.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show here on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to get back to these calls here in just a minute. I wanted to get to this one really quickly. Pink Flower, your show on Thursday kept talking about needing a jerk to lead the House. I got to thinking, I'm a huge jerk. I would make a wonderful dictator, but I have a problem. I ran for school board on a conservative platform in a red state and lost. I decided for now the best attributes I can bring is to coach young athletes. I have three boys and just got done coaching my second grader in flag football, and I love teaching the boys discipline and skills. None of that participation trophy stuff. My question is that enough? His name is Jarrett. I know. All right, picture this. Let's do this. Let's picture this. Picture you're asleep, right? You're asleep in your bed. You're asleep in your bed, and the cover over the top of you is white, all right? A toddler comes into your room. The toddler comes into your room with a paintbrush and some red paint and begins standing over your bed, dipping the paintbrush in the can and just kind of flicking the brush at your bed over and over and over and over again. You're sound asleep. The paint isn't hitting you, but it's hitting your white blanket over and over and over again. Okay? And you wake up, and obviously it's bad. Your formerly white cover, there's red friggin' everywhere. It's red everywhere. And you want to fix it. You want to turn that cover white again. You want to get those stains out. But it feels so daunting, so overwhelming, that it's actually tempting to just, my goodness, just throw it away. It's gone. Forget it. You can't possibly save it. That is the right. That is us on the right. We have, for years, we've been asleep at the wheel. We've been asleep at the wheel while the communist scum have worked their way through every part of our society. We were busy. We were at our jobs. We were with our families. We were coaching t-ball. We were, you know, going to church. We were paying taxes. We were being normal people. While we were asleep, the communist was conquering. He was on the move. And now that you're waking up, that I'm waking up, now that we're waking up, we're looking at what's happened to our country. And to be honest, it can be overwhelming, isn't it? When you look at everything they have and everything they've taken, these are middle school teachers now.
My name is Megan, and I teach middle school. I have sixth grade history students and eighth grade English students, and I talk a lot on the internet about anti-racism. So if guilt is what brought you to this video, that's fine. That's kind of like how this all...
Okay, whatever. We're overwhelmed. But here's the thing. We don't have to be, because there are so many millions of us. Remember, you're not some tiny minority. There are millions of Americans who think like you. And I'm not here to say you're the silent majority. Gosh, I hate that crap. I don't know that you're the majority anymore. We've had years of poisonous indoctrination in this country. Maybe you're not, but I know that there are millions of people who think like you. You don't have to wake up and try to tackle the whole blanket. Just find a little red spot and try to get that little bit of stain out. Just get involved. Maybe getting involved is talking to your liberal Aunt Peggy, your parents, your friends. Maybe you'll send out a group text. You know, in Texas, we have elections happening right now. I voted today. Did you vote today if you're in Texas? There are local elections happening in states like Virginia and Pennsylvania, all across the country. Did you remind your friends, your parents? Did you not only remind them to vote, did you tell them how to vote? This guy's coaching kids. Let's not be dismissive of that and act like everything has to be a political campaign. That's getting out the red stains too. You, me, getting involved in our community, getting involved in positive ways. If you're doing something, anything, is it enough to fix the blanket? No, the friggin' blanket's red. There's more than you could ever fix, than I could ever fix. It's something. You know, what's that old saying? What's the best way to eat an elephant? One bite at a time? Well, we got an elephant right in front of us. I mean, gosh, here she is.
I would love to see an assault weapons ban. Like President Reagan, I don't believe they're a sport or hunting instrument. It's like shooting fish in a bucket, but that's my
take. But also, if you shoot with an AR-15, let's say you shoot a deer, you can't eat it. Right. Because you basically demolish
the animal. In addition to that, but the hunt is about an actual difficult process. Now,
only way to eat that is one bite at a time. It's too much for anybody, all right? Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, don't forget, part of taking care of your community, part of digging in means taking care of yourself. Get your levels checked. I'm going to talk specifically to guys. Testosterone levels have dropped 50% in 50 years. That is societal ending stuff. We cannot survive as a country if T levels continue on the same trajectory they're on now. You have to take proactive steps to keep yours up and bring them back up. And you don't want to go get a bunch of needles in your arm. Trust me. Get some natural herbal supplements from Chalk. I personally take a male vitality stack. 90 days, 20% increase in your T levels. I'm on it for, gosh, a year and a half, 2 years now. My gosh, I feel so good. Female vitality stack for the ladies. Go get a Chalk subscription for yourself right now. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off subscriptions. Now, let's talk about one more thing here. It is the weekend, and I know there's an invasion going on. Israel is going into Gaza, and I have no doubt there will be unlimited amounts of video and pictures with all the horrors you can imagine. Maybe you leave that stuff till Monday. Put your phone down. Enjoy your family, your community. Enjoy your... There's more to life than all this endless crap, all right? We will do it again on Monday. I'll be here. It's Medal of Honor Monday, okay? That's all.